From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French expatriates have been voting in France's presidential election taking place today. The French citizen went to her country's embassy in New York City to vote.
We have a lot of options, so you have to process, like, it was my kind of thinking. Like, I had to think who I don't want to vote for and who I want. And then at one point I decided, okay, it's going to be this candidate.
11 candidates in all vying to replace incumbent President François Hollande, who announced earlier this year that he would not run for another term in office. The top two candidates to emerge from today's voting will compete in a May 7th runoff. North Korea has detained another U.S. citizen. The Korean-American man was arrested at Pyongyang International Airport as he was preparing to leave the country. Identified only by his surname Kim, the man was reported to have been discussing relief activities in North Korea for about a month. The reason for his arrest was not immediately clear. Scientists and their supporters took the unprecedented step of staging marches in more than 600 cities worldwide in the face of what they see as a growing political assault on evidence-based knowledge. In Washington, renowned scientist Bill Nye told the crowd that many modern services we take for granted came from dedicated scientific research.
Each is a product of scientific discoveries, diligent research, and thoughtful engineering. These vital services are connected to policy issues, which can only be addressed competently by understanding the natural laws in play.
The international event coincided with Earth Day, which President Trump recognized, issuing a statement about his administration. This is VOA News. Activists monitoring Syria's long-running civil war say airstrikes have seriously damaged an underground medical center in Idlib province, just kilometers from the site of a deadly chemical attack that sparked international outrage and a U.S. cruise missile retaliation earlier this month. And the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says U.S., Russia, and U.N. talks on Syria's schedule for Monday have been postponed. He also said he does not know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that, that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings, and the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
And he says he will be holding what he calls a very intense bilateral meeting Monday with the Russian deputy foreign minister. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meetings in Geneva. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has apologized for the cancellation of election primaries Friday after voter turnout ended up being much higher than expected. Kenyatta said in a statement that primary elections do not usually inspire the level of turnout seen Friday. Complications include insufficient materials, flawed ballots, and general confusion. The primaries are being held in advance of a national election in August that will include the contest for the presidency. And U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Djibouti, the tiny East African nation that is home to the United States' only military base on the continent. Mattis arrived Sunday at a camp before visiting the president and minister of defense. Officials say that the camp is one of the most strategically important areas for the United States military due to its geographic location. The base is critical for U.S. exercises and operations on the continent, and U.S. Special Forces are using the facility to conduct counterterrorism operations against al-Shabaab in neighboring Somalia. That's according to officials there. And Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani, has declared a national day of mourning after scores of soldiers were killed by Taliban fighters. The attackers, disguised as fellow soldiers, got to a military base just as soldiers were finishing up on afternoon prayers. It is being described as the deadliest attack of its kind on Afghan military bases since 2001. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.